Yesterday, cabaret singer Sylvia Sims died at the age of 74. She collapsed during a standing ovation at the Oak Room of the Algonquin Hotel in Manhattan, where she had just performed a program of songs associated with Frank Sinatra. Sylvia Sims was one of the cabaret singers most admired by other singers of her generation. Sinatra was among her greatest admirers and a close friend. We remember her today with an interview from June of 1988, recorded before she performed at a jazz festival in Philadelphia. First, some music from her 1982 album, Sims by Sinatra, which was produced by Frank Sinatra.
I look at you and suddenly something in your eyes I see soon begins bewitching me. It's that old devil moon that you stole from the skies. It's that old devil moon in your eyes. You and your glance make this romance too hot to handle. Stars in the night blazing their light, can't hold a candle to your razzle dazzle. You've got me flying high and wide on a magic carpet ride.
Sylvia Sims used to say she knew every brick on Manhattan's West 52nd Street, which was home to many jazz clubs in the 40s when she was getting started.
Everywhere there was a little cellar, they opened a saloon, okay? And night after night, you could go from one saloon to another and hear Art Tatum and Coleman Hawkins and Billie Holiday and Billy Eckstein and Billy Daniels and all of these fabulous people. I listened to a lady on the air from a remote. She was working at the Three Deuces. And the doors were wide open, and I stood outside of that club for three shows. After she finished her second show, there was a place called the White Rose Bar on the corner of 52nd Street and 6th Avenue, and all the musicians would finish their sets, and they staggered their sets so people could go from one to another to another to another, both sides of the street, you know? And so she came out of the club, and she saw me standing there, and she said, "What are you doing here?" And I said, "I'm listening to you."
This is Billie Holiday?
Billie Holiday. And she said, "Go inside." I said, "I can't." She said, "How old are you?" I said, 15. She said, "No, you can't." So she said, "Come with me." And she took me with her. And when she came back, she took me to the White Rose. And when she came back, she put me in the check room, where I became a very familiar figure.
Oh, because you were allowed to stay in the check room, even though you couldn't be in the club itself.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of the musicians took you under their wing.
Oh, yeah. They didn't take me under their wing. They were just wonderful to me. First time I went uptown, lady said, "Do you want to go uptown?" I said, "Where's uptown? I never heard of uptown." Well, uptown turned out to be Harlem. It turned out to be exactly like 52nd Street was. There were all these wonderful little after-hours places that people went to. And it was there that I met Fats Waller, Thomas Waller. He taught me about swinging.
I've just been listening to recordings that you made in the early 50s on a box set called New York Cabaret Music.
Isn't that wonderful? On Atlantic. Yeah.
Did you record much then?
No, I had one album. No, I did about two albums on Atlantic Records.
And this music is excerpts from that album?
Yes. It's very interesting because a young man named Larry Cart, who writes in Chicago, wrote me a letter and he said, "I can prove to you that what you're singing on T for Two is a tenor saxophone chorus of Lester Young's." And that's true.
Oh, it's a great recording. It's a great recording of it.
"Why don't you picture me upon your knee with T for Two? Two for T, just me for you. I will be yours alone. There'll be nobody near us to see us or hear us, no friends or relations on weekend vacations. We won't have it known that we've got a telephone, dear. The dawn will break and dial away."
You're in your late 60s now and still singing beautifully. Have you had to change either your approach to breathing or to phrasing as you've gotten older and as your range has gotten smaller?
Oh, yeah, I had. Oh, sure. But my range got smaller, and I got, I had to do a lot of things that are if you'll forgive me, quote-unquote, it sounds, again, egotistical, intelligent things to do.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason is that some years ago, I lost a portion of my lung to malignancy, and I suffer from emphysema and asthma. But the feeling, no matter what happens to your range, and no matter what happens to your physicality, and no matter what happens to your age, the quality of caring and the intent does not change.
Sylvia Sims, she died yesterday at the age of 74.